Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 and get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of... Oh, I forgot my hotkey. Hold on. It's the audio... Do you have a hotkey at the radio station?
No.
Okay, I've got hotkeys here. Wait a minute. It's the audio path of totality. And it's the force multiplier of truth. Okay, live exclusive interview here in studio. You can see it on the Facebook live stream. Actually, very interesting guy, I must tell you. This guy's got a lot of personality. He really does. His name is Ty Moore, and he has been a Noble County commissioner, but now he is representing Ohio's 95th district in the House of Representatives. And very, very interesting guy, I must say. I am disappointed, though, with you not signing that petition to abolish the real estate tax, Ty. I really am.
I understand. And I hear you, Dimitri. Like I say, it's a double-edged sword for me. And the way I explain it is that if the I'm going to be a person that listens to my people, the constituents. That's who put me in. That's who I work for. And I understand that. I did the same thing as a commissioner in Noble County. You have to understand that the people that come in, whether they're yelling at you or complimenting you, that's who you work for.
Same thing with me with my listeners, except they only yell.
Yeah. And I mean, that's who we work for. We got to listen to what's going on with that. But if they decide to do that and it gets on the ballot, then we're going to have to figure out how we're going to maneuver it in Columbus. But I did not sign it because I think, coming from a small community, that I know how important that property tax is to our sheriff's office, our ambulance services, and our schools.
We'll just replace it with, I mean, the whole total budget's in, you know, tens of billion, $100 billion or whatever. Just take some of that money and replace the money that you're losing with the real estate tax.
I'm not saying that doesn't make sense to me.
Well, of course it makes sense. I just said it. Of course it makes sense. That's why I said it. Anyway, so, all right, so there's that. What do you make of the Ohio Republican Party?
I think we're strong.
You think you're corrupt and rotten?
No. I mean, they better not be around me. That's how I feel about it. I mean, my biggest thing is I try to be as transparent as all get out. That's just who I am. That's how I was raised. When I first went in, so we have a caucus. We have a Republican caucus. And, of course, the Democrats would have a Democratic caucus. There's 99 of us in the House. So we have 65 people in a Republican caucus. And Matt Huffman, who's the Speaker of the House, which would be the third most powerful guy in the state of Ohio, I'll never forget what he said when I first walked into the caucus. So we're all sitting in these chairs. He's at a desk like you in front of us. And he says that if 65 Republicans in this room, that if we can stick together, that we are the most powerful organization in the state of Ohio. The governor can't get us. The Senate can't get us. We can make every decision. But you have to stay together. And when I hear stuff like that, throws me right back into my football instincts. You'll never win.
Well, then why is Huffman supporting other candidates in the Republican primaries to go after your fellow representatives like Ron Ferguson?
I can't answer that.
Is that a good team player? Doesn't sound like a good team player to me. Sounds like somebody who's trying to undermine the team and get rid of people who are already on that team. If Huffman says that, and I'm sure he said it, I don't doubt that, then why is he supporting former state senator Frank Hoagland, who now doesn't even return my calls to let me know whether he's going to be here tomorrow or not, running against Ron Ferguson and there are two or three others, I think, that he is supporting. So if this guy's, Huffman, the team player, oh yeah, we got to stick together and all that. Meanwhile, he's trying to get rid of Ferguson and a couple other ones. How do you square that?
I'll tell you, I don't know how to square that. And I would have to think whether that's going to be true or not.
It is true. He is supporting Frank Hoagland. And Frank Hoagland doesn't even return my calls. And Ferguson is, he's saying that Huffman is behind all of this.
Yeah, Frank Hoagland was my state senator for 8 years while I was a commissioner.
What do you think of that guy?
So I'm familiar with Frank.
What do you think? And
Ferguson sits right behind me.
What do you think? The question of Frank Hoagland. What do you think of him?
I like Frank. He was okay with me. But like I say, anytime I had a problem, I went to Don Jones. That's just what I did. Frank was okay with me.
Are you okay with him quitting?
I'll tell you, Dimitri, I was actually involved in that because They called me to interview for that job.
Who is they?
Matt Huffman called me. And he, and I don't know, sure, it was Matt Huffman. It was the Senate called me to come in and interview for that job.
So wait. I thought Huffman was the House.
At the time, he had been the president of the Senate.
Of the Senate.
When all this went down.
Okay, and now he's the Republican Party chair.
Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House.
Yeah. So when all that went down with Frank, and he walked, they called five people to interview. And I happened to be one of the five people that interviewed.
Who were the other four?
I believe Ron Ferguson was one.
Chavez?
Chavez was one. Obviously, Chavez was one. He got it. And the other one, I believe, was a commissioner out of Washington County, Jamie Booth. Mm-hmm. Fifth one, I don't know. Through the grapevine, I heard
what did they tell you? Why was Frank Hoagland a quitter? What did they say? In these closed-door meetings, they can let their hair down. They can just be honest, brutally honest, and say, Hoagland's quitting. Anybody ask why?
I mean, Frank left the job, and I'm pretty sure he told you why he left the job, right? Didn't he say he was going to go with get another job? Is that what it was? For the security team? Is that what was going on with that?
You're asking me? You're the state senator or state representative. You were at that private meeting. What did they say about Hoagland quitting?
They would have never said anything to me about Frank Hoagland quitting. I was in
what
that,
do you think about
I
him quitting?
I was in that private meeting.
What do you think about him quitting?
Because Frank walked away.
Okay. Why do you think... Are you okay with Frank walking away from his position? Because that's a big issue now in this campaign against Ferguson that Huffman is orchestrating.
You know, personally, I'm not that guy.
You're not what guy?
I'm not the guy that's going to walk away from something. Let's say somebody runs against me and beats me in the May primary.
No one's going to do that.
Let's just say that. All
right, fine.
If I was in that job, and same thing as the commissioner. If someone came in as a commissioner and beat me in a May primary, I will be there until December 31st doing my job, even though I'm beat in a lame duck, because that's who I am, and that's what would happen with me. I learned real quick, too, as a commissioner. So I went in as a commissioner, not as a commissioner, but as a candidate for commissioner. I got backed into this whole thing anyhow, which is kind of an interesting story how I got in politics. But do you want me to start from the beginning how I got backed in?
We've got 8 minutes left of this entire interview, so we can save that for another time. I'm sure it's an interesting story. I don't doubt that. But back to Hoagland here.
Well, what I was going to tell you is the commissioner, I asked the Central Committee in Noble County to back me running as a commissioner. And they said, we do not back people in primaries. And right there, at an early time, running in politics for me, I learned very quickly to stay out of other people's races because I can't control that. You know, people would come into the commissioner's office and talk about Trump and different things. They can't believe that happened. And I said, hey, listen, when we are between the lines right here in Noble County, let's talk about the things that we can control. I can't control Ron. I can't control Frank. I try to stay out
of their... Who are you supporting in that race?
No one. I'm not going to get in their primary. And the reason being is, like I say, I learned at a very early time when
I was running. You never endorse Republican candidates in primaries?
No.
You didn't endorse Trump in his primary against DeSantis?
That's a different one. I'm going to endorse Donald Trump. But
wait
I didn't.
Wait a minute. You just said you didn't, and now you said.
I didn't endorse Donald Trump. But if Donald Trump asked me to endorse him, I would as my president.
Did you support him over DeSantis?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. I'm a Trump guy, mm-hmm. and that's who I am. But when it comes locally, because I'm going to tell you what happens to me, Jim. People get their feelings hurt. Whether they believe it or not, you know, if somebody doesn't want to walk in here and talk to you, probably because you hurt their feelings. Mm. And it's the same way with me.
It's hard to believe,
So think about me.
Yeah.
So when I became the state representative, my birthday was on June 16th. I was born 6/16/1969. A lot of sixes in there. But mm-hmm. my birthday was on a Monday. I was sworn in on June 18th to actually vote on the budget. Well, it was 6,000 pages. All right? So I didn't have a lot of time to maneuver around. But think about me. So where they put me in to seat me, they seated me right directly in the front. All right? Keep an eye on their new guy. Keep the thumb on him. Make sure he doesn't screw anything up. So I've got Ron Ferguson sitting right behind me.
Mm-hmm. Who I like, stay close to the mic.
Who I like, Ron.
Yeah.
Ron helped me out through different things. If I had questions and stuff like that. And you know, somebody's feelings are going to get hurt in May. You know, it's either going to be Frank's or it's going to be Ron's. Do I want to get in the middle of that? Absolutely not. Does that make sense?
Okay. All right, fair enough. What other major issues? Were you in favor of the increase in the gas tax that Frank Hoagland voted for? And your fellow Republicans, by the way.
I'm against taxes. Flat out, I'm against taxes. I would have...
Well, wait, I thought you were in favor of the real estate tax.
That's been there forever. I'm against new taxes. The gas tax was a new tax that they put on.
And the increase was the new tax.
Yes.
All right, so you were opposed to that.
I'm not saying I was opposed to it. Well, wait, I'm against...
Wait a minute.
I'm against new taxes.
The new gas tax that was that was instituted by the Republican legislature.
I would have probably voted no on that if I could have had a chance to vote on it, which I didn't.
Okay.
But I know as a commissioner, when all that went through, our engineer wanted to put on a new tax on our license plates in Noble County. And I said, absolutely not. It was a $5 tax. And he said, well, I'm not asking.
Well, didn't they do that in Belmont County?
He said, I'm not asking you to do it. I'm asking you to put it on the ballot. And I said, the reason I'm sitting at this desk is because the constituents put me in to make that decision.
How much more money has this new gas tax raised? About
10 cents a gallon. I can't answer that. I don't know that figure. I wouldn't even. The engineers will.
Are your roads a lot better now because of that increase in the gas tax in Noble County?
Little.
Belmont County? No one has said that their roads are any better here in Belmont County. I've not heard any. They might be, but I must tell you, my listeners, I can't name, literally, I cannot name one listener who has said, you know, our roads are better. I may not have liked that increase in the gas tax, but our roads are better. I haven't found one person. Are you aware of one person in Belmont County who believes that?
Well, Dimitri, when I think about that, because I wasn't sure whether I was going to do this or not.
Do which?
The state representative thing.
Yeah.
Or even interview for it. 8 people interviewed it. They picked me. Here I sit. And the reason I wasn't sure, because I just got elected in as a commissioner. I've got 3 more years to go. This is a 2-year thing. And then you got to run again. And my thing was, I felt like I owed it to the people that voted me in all those years as a commissioner to play the game in Columbus. So what I'm going to figure out is that I would say north of Zanesville, they do not understand how we do it south of Zanesville, which is us. And I think you have to be a bigger voice when you sit on the House floor to try to bring that money back our way. Because what they're going to tell you is there's a lot more cars driving in Columbus, in Dayton, in Cincinnati for the gas tax to be out there. And you know, there's not very many cars down through here. And think about when the gas tax hit.
So I think what you're saying is that you don't know anybody in Belmont County who thinks our roads are better because of the increase in the gas tax. Is that what you're saying?
I'm probably saying that, yes. Yeah. Is that we need to figure out a way to be a bigger voice in Columbus to grab more of that money that always the three big C's get. And I've always found that when you shake the tree, they will listen. But someone's got to have the guts to go up and shake that tree and say, listen, in Appalachia, we are tired of this happening to us. At some point, you have to remember who we are. Because you know what we do in Appalachia? If you're running a fence and you've got 10 fence posts and you need 15, you know what we do? We figure it out.
Oh, I thought I was saying you steal them.
No, we figure it out.
No. Okay.
And that's why sometimes Appalachia, they look at us and like, those guys are going to figure it out. But the money's there. We just need to have to figure it out, how to filter it our way.
All right. I think you've passed the first test. I think I'll have you back on. His name is Ty Moore, and he is the new representative for Ohio's 95th District, Ohio House of Representatives. I always give my guests the last word to speak directly to our listeners. If you want, you can talk directly to our Facebook friends, you know, and talk in the camera there if you like. You've got about a minute to say anything you want. You can repeat key points that you made during our interview, during our talk, I should say. Bring up new points, and also tell the listeners exactly what you want them to do. Ladies and gentlemen, Representative Ty Moore, my microphone is yours.
Well, if I come on again, which I'd love to come on again, I'm definitely baiting him with Kennedy's Donuts again. So he's not getting out of that, and he's probably going to get a T-shirt too, whether he likes that or not. And so is the crew over there. So that being said, if you want to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me at rep95@ohiohouse.gov. You can also reach my office, which my legislative assistant is Kelly Sprague. You can reach Kelly at 614-644-8728. And I always said this as a commissioner. I'm the three A's. I'm going to be accountable, I'm going to be available, and I'm always going to be authentic. thank you for having me on, Dimitri. And like I say, if there's a couple t-shirts out there, that's just the way it is. Somebody left.
If people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
They can call my office.
What's that number?
614-644-8728. And if you see me out in public, please approach me, because my cards that I give out have my cell number on it. And if people are like, you're crazy to give your cell number out. I'm like, if I don't know about it and you can't reach me, how would I be able to fix it? So accountable, available, and authentic. And I always tell people the other thing, I'm 24/7, 7 days a week. And my name is Ty Moore, and I am your state representative in the 95th District, and I'm very, very proud of that.
Ty Moore, very interesting guy. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it greatly. We'll certainly have you back on. Save the donuts, save the t-shirts. I literally don't accept gifts from any.
You took the donuts.
Well, I left them here. I didn't take them. That's for Johnny or, you know, in there. No, I won't touch them. Anyway, good job. First time out, I'd give you a passing grade. You could have your listeners call into Dimitri Graffiti and comment on it as well.